Hello, podcasters.
No, I don't want to call them podcasters. Everyone does that. We're going to think of a new name, something creative.
Have you got something?
Yep.
What is it?
iTunes downloaders and operators who look for Jimmy Nath podcast.
Ah, rolls off the tongue.
Rolls off the tongue.
It's a work in progress. Yeah. We'll get on that.
Short and sharp.
But this is the best of 1 a.m. till 5 a.m. every day this week.
Well, would we call it the best of or just the of?
Not the bad bits.
Yeah.
We've got rid of all the stuff that didn't work and kept the stuff that's all right. There's some really good bits, but there's some...
Yeah. The songs and the ads, we've kept all those.
It's just the best songs that played during Jimmy and Nath.
So you can check it out on at Jimmy and Nath, and if you type it in... Oh, hell no, they're already
listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening, podcasters. We'll chat to you soon.
Goodbye, podcasters!
Oh, we did it again. Or people who search for Jimmy and Nath on the iTunes and then...
Now, Jim, we're talking sleep talkers, and we've actually asked a little bit of a...
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
Yes, we've asked 13, 24, 10, are you asleep right now?
Yeah.
A very hard one to call up. I mean, that's why it's a long shot.
I want to say the calls are lighting up, but I would be lying.
Well, we knew that. I mean, that's the long shot. We know going in it's going to be a long shot.
I mean, maybe they're dialing the wrong number.
We haven't got anyone yet if you are asleep, give us a call. But we have Ben, and Ben is a sleep talker. I'm not happy because I want someone to call us asleep. But Nath, you can chat to Ben.
Benny, look, Jimmy's not happy that you're not actually asleep, but I'm settling for the fact that you are a sleep talker. Is that true?
Yes, it is indeed.
Now, have you had any recent sleep talking episodes lately that you want to tell us?
Well, the last one I had was, I was asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. I yelled out,
as you know,
Dad, yeah, and I'm like, Dad, come here quick. And he's like, burst into my room. He's like, yo, what's wrong? And I'm dead asleep. No idea. I was talking to him and I just asked him, look, where's the beer?
Hey, Benny, you said you're usually asleep around 3 a.m., is that right?
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, give us a call back when you're sleep talking at 3 a.m.
Because we want to know when you're sleep talking at 3 a.m.
And Nath, we were just talking about 50 Cent. He got caught out on Instagram. I
take you to the candy shop, buying too many candies at the candy shop.
Too many candies at the candy shop because he filed for bankruptcy. But when he was in court, basically the judge opened Instagram and was like, mate, if you're bankrupt, why are you uploading all these photos of cash?
Yeah. And then he celebrated afterwards, apparently.
He's in the club. So the Instagram caught him, which got us to think how... We've never been caught out on Instagram. We're just two angels.
Yeah.
But we want to be caught. We want to set this up. We want to do a Graham Gotcha. Yeah. That's
Graham
what we're calling it.
Gotcha.
Graham Gotcha.
Yeah.
Our boss is overseas at the moment. Mm. He's in Vegas.
Yeah.
Just living it up. Living the dream.
I mean, thanks for the invite. I know it probably got like lost in the mail.
No, definitely.
Don't know why I tried to mail it. I mean, we see him every day.
Yeah. One of our other bosses, she's also probably asleep right now. Yeah. So what we want, they know we're on air. They know we're doing this. What we thought, though, is if we upload a little sneaky photo of us on our Instagram page, at Jimmy and Nath, check it out, Australia, we're having a sleep, and we'll tag our bosses in it and be like, oh, having a mid-siesta during the show.
We want to make 50 feel like he's not the only one who's been caught out by the Instagram.
And we want to see if we can get our bosses to bite for them to go, guys, can't be sleeping on air.
Yeah.
So that's what we're trying to set up. So we'll upload that tonight. We'll tag our bosses in it and Australia will, because I don't think our bosses are going to see it right now.
Well, that's the best thing of it is, Jim, he's overseas. Even if he does see it, what the hell is he going to do? Absolutely nothing.
Jimmy and Nath on Nova.
And Jim, our national number one drive show, they're away at the moment. They're in Vegas.
Yeah, Kate, Tim and Marty, they're in Vegas. They're road testing Vegas for you, Australia. And they're sending someone to Vegas every day this week while they're broadcasting live from Vegas. So check that out. But they left us. They didn't invite us.
No.
It really upset us, didn't it, Nath?
No, they would always talk about it in front of us, but never just, hey, guys.
Never come. So we decided, you're away. Yeah. We're here. We're going to take something of yours.
We're going to steal something.
We're going to do it because we're only on this week. We're from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. So we're going to every 3 a.m. Yeah. this week until the bosses tell us not to anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to steal something, and tonight we've stolen this.
I've got three photos here. We'll put them all up on our Instagram at Jimmy Nath. The first one, Jim, is a cat that has somehow managed to wedge himself or herself, I can't really tell from this photo, between the cushions of a lounge.
Yeah. Second one's a cat and a slinky. It's great, isn't it?
You always talk about. You
no,
talk about
I mean it's, you've explained it. It's a cat that's in between the couch.
Yeah, but I want to know how it's got in there. The thing with animals and getting in the wrong place is, do they not realise that they're going to get stuck? Is like, oh, if I keep going, maybe this will improve. Like, I mean, Mr. Cat, I'm sorry, there's a wall behind that couch. Where are you trying to go?
It's a cat.
What is these animals?
What is there? Thanks, Snoop. Lastly, there's a dog and a chair.
No, can we not go past the cat and the slinky?
I said cat and the slinky, dog and a chair.
I feel like you're not getting as into this break as we need to get into it.
I just wanted to hear the top bit. That's fun, isn't it? Can we play that again?
Okay.
Ready? Animals in the wrong place. So give us a call on 13 24 10 and let us know if you have an animal in the wrong place.
And we just asked 13 24 10.
Yes, Nath, we asked that because Kate Sim and Marty, if you are a fan of our National Drive show, they play this segment. It's a little game. They call you, call up, you tell them when an animal's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
They're over in Vegas. They're away, so we're going to steal their stuff at 3 a.m. in the morning this week.
And they can't stop us aside from phone calls, which sticks and stones.
Yeah.
Unless you throw a stone
and
at us.
And phone calls will get us unemployed.
Yeah.
But you want to talk through these funny photos, Nathan? You want to explain to Australia?
You didn't let me talk about them last time.
No,
so.
I did. You just took too long.
Basically, there's a cat stuck in a couch, there's a cat with a slinky on its head, and there's a dog stuck in a chair.
Brilliant. Dog in the chair is my favourite.
Yeah.
Like, how'd he get there?
Yeah, well, I reckon he's done it because he wants his owner to take him for a walk. He's like, don't you dare sit down. You can take me for a walk. I'm going to put this chair on my head.
I've seen what he's done.
Yeah, exactly. Ash from North Mead in Sydney. Animals in the wrong place. What happened?
Hey, guys. Yeah, my cat, he absolutely loves to crawl inside the TV unit component next to my Xbox and just manage to squeeze and turn himself around and stare at us while we watch TV. Animals
in the wrong place. And how does your cat get in there? Yeah. Tell us, Ash.
I do not know. It's the size of maybe a shoebox. I feel like he gets stuck and I want to help him out. But, you know, he'll swipe me. He'll leave me alone. I'm comfortable.
Ash, how often does your cat get in there? Is it a regular thing or is it like every Tuesday night? Or
I wish I knew when he scheduled it so I could stay away because it's more past. It's like he's playing tag.
Do you have a photo, Ash, that you could send us that we get a hold of?
I have to try and force him in there if I wanted to schedule and take a photo, but I'll try and take a snap next time.
As when you get home, just force him in the cabinet and take a photo for us, okay?
I'll just squish him in there.
Thanks. Nathan, in 1969, Apollo 10 landed on the moon.
Yeah.
It's a true story. But what most people don't know is that for an hour, the astronauts on board that spaceship lost contact. This is a true story.
Apollo 10 enters lunar orbit. As they pass around the far side of the moon, the astronauts lose all contact with Earth.
It's about an hour.
During this hour, the astronauts are on their own. No one on Earth can see or hear them.
It's breathtaking.
What we did, we went and found out. So the astronauts, Brett and Steve, they've lost contact there for an hour. Everyone wants to know what happened. Australia and the world, you're hearing this audio for the first time. This is real official audio of the astronauts waiting in that hour.
Played for you first here on Nova.
1 hour to go.
What did you pack for the moon?
Just spacesuits. I thought tuxedo suit would be too formal.
Like, they always say slip, slop, slap. Do we do, like, does the sun hit it? Do we do sun cream?
I feel like this is something we should have.
I'm waiting for Houston.
No?
I'm waiting for Houston to come in and go, no hat, no playboys. I'm sorry, Houston.
We have a problem. 45 minutes to go. Steve.
Mm.
Do you have you thought about what we should say when we get on the moon? Because I mean, it's a pretty big thing.
I mean, I've got pretty big steps, so I'm going to say something like, "I've got huge steps," or maybe I'll just do like a big jump.
I was thinking of putting my foot on the ground, like I like your steps idea, but then you pick it up and you go, "Hey, big shoe, big, you know,
socks." Yeah. I'll make a gag, the first gag on the moon. I love
that. I love that. 30 minutes to go.
Do you reckon, like, if we jumped on Moon Tinder, what radius would we need to put on to pick up? Or is it, I don't know, how easy is it to pick up on the moon?
I think it'd be pretty easy because the year's 1969.
Oh,
hey.
There it is.
Second joke on the moon. Let's get a Martian. 25 minutes to go. Did you bring, like, golf clubs?
No, that's a great idea. I knew there was one. Is it too late to turn back?
No? I mean, I don't know. Because, I mean, we've still got about 20 minutes.
I mean,
We could turn around.
There's an hour they've got no idea what we're doing. We've got time to quickly shoot back.
18 minutes to go. Steve.
Mm.
We've got about 80 minutes left. This is like, we could do anything because they don't know. What do you want to do?
I brought Cluedo.
Cluedo.
Yeah. Have you played that?
No. I was thinking, you know, you and me, alone, dark side of the moon.
You want to take a selfie, don't you?
Back end. Third joke on the moon. 15 minutes to go.
Hey, Brett.
Yeah?
If we, like, mooned on the moon, does that make it like a moon square?
Double moon? Moonception?
Like a square moon. The first square planet. This could be huge.
10 minutes to go. You were talking about what suit we should wear in that. And I said I brought space suits.
Mm.
You know, your moon joke.
Yeah.
Maybe we wear our birthday suits.
Fourth joke for the moon. That's not even a joke.
It's funny. 5 minutes to go.
I want to play a game, Brett.
Yeah. What's up, Steve?
I mean, well, we're in space. I suppose a pretty good thing to do is also a training thing. Let's try and hold our breath for the last 5 minutes and see how we go.
What for?
I don't know, just to practice in case our spacesuit doesn't work.
In case we're getting our birthday suits. Hey, get it? Birthday. Mooning on the moon.
Don't say sixth joke on the moon because you've just repeated.
Sixth joke?
No, it's not.
1 minute to go. Steve, you know what I reckon we do? Like, there's a minute left. They're about to contact us.
Well, you've got about 45 seconds to tell me.
Just silence.
You reckon?
Yeah, like they've lost us.
And really throw them.
Yeah.
We'll show you, Houston.
Yeah, you've got a problem. Seventh joke of the moon.
Tommy and Nate on Nova.
Jim, Siri, she's come out and she's told everybody that Apple didn't treat her very well. That's Siri, the automated voice on your Apple iPhone, if you didn't know. If you didn't know, wake up, because that's who she is.
Hello.
Hello, Adele. She's come out and she said, A, they didn't tell her that she was going to be the voice, B, she wasn't paid, and C, apparently the recordings were really annoying.
I can only imagine every word in the world would be annoying to record everything.
Yeah.
But this was in an article. No one had sat down with Siri. No one had had the one-on-one, the hard-hitting interview.
It's all speculation. I don't know if it's all real. So what we did, Jim?
Well, where do you go, Nath? Where would you go if you wanted some good information?
60 minutes.
Yeah. You go see our mate Michael Usher.
Yeah, Peter Overton. He called us up. We sat down with him.
Jim and Nath, we want you to interview Siri on 60 Minutes, and this is what happened.
Hello, I'm Charles Woolley.
I'm Liz Hayes.
I'm Liam Bartlett.
I'm Tara Brown.
And I'm Michael Usher.
And we're Jimmy and Nath. Tonight on 60 Minutes, we interview Siri.
Siri, how are you?
I am well.
Siri, how hard have you been working over the last 5 years?
I don't understand.
Who is Siri?
Yours truly.
What do you get paid?
Well, I'd help you for nothing. It's my pleasure.
Siri, would you consider going to Samsung if they paid more?
I've never really thought about it.
This is what we're here for, Jimmy and Nate, trying to give you some great ideas, looking after you.
Do you love Jimmy and Nate?
I'd rather not say.
Siri, can you please wrap up this interview?
Okay, here goes. I wrote this one myself. Apologies in advance to the Sugar Hill Gang. I said a hip-hop, save me from the clippy, the peak and pop and you don't stop, space rocket, to the pong pong the doogie, say up jump the doozy, to the rhythm of the ontology.
And she went on for quite a while with that rap, didn't she?
You know what, Nate? Not enough 60 minutes interviews end in rap.
And I also don't think she understood when we said, do you like Jimmy and Nate? I just think she misheard that question.
Yeah, definitely.
Tommy and Nate on Nova.
Jimmy, we want to know now, 13, 24, 10, who would you like to be the voice of your GPS?
Morgan Freeman's voice can now be used as your GPS.
Well, that already takes who I want then.
No one will call. No. Like, if you could name, like, he has probably the best voice in show business.
Mm.
Good old Morgan Freeman. It'll be as part of your Google navigation device. So, you know, you can hop on your phone, hit Google. It's free. It's all part of advertising for London Has Fallen, his new movie.
Yeah, I was a bit confused by that, the whole advertising for his movie, because I'm thinking him going, take the next left this summer. Morgan Freeman is that how it's going to work? I mean, it's a bit confusing.
No, he hasn't even agreed to voice it. They're just cutting out his voice from the movie and just putting it together. This, Morgan, take right.
It doesn't matter where you're coming from or where you're headed to. We could all use a little help on the highways and byways of life.
Oh, that just makes driving so fun, doesn't it?
Yeah, I want to go driving now. It's already out and about. You can actually use it right now. This is him and someone sitting in their car recording it.
Take a right here.
Okay.
Better make that a left. Ultimately, it's up to you to decide.
He's had a bit of fun with it, Morgs, has he?
I mean, he is the voice of God. Everyone calls Morgan Freeman the voice of God.
In this new movie, he plays the vice president.
So like God.
You can only play president, vice president, or God.
No, who would you have if you had to have someone as your GPS voice? Who would it be?
I mean, I don't have a car, so technically I have you as my GPS / driver.
Well, there's that walking option, so you could just walk and then use the thing.
Don't want to do that.
Oh,
this is another grab of him making fun of a driver.
How many years have you been driving?
15 years.
15 years, you haven't learned Looks like you chose the wrong path.
I mean, there's a lot of swearing that happens on the road, especially in some traffic and road rage, so that's probably accurate from old Morgs.
Yeah, and it's interactive as well, which is also a plus. So we are asking on 13, 20, 10, who would you like to voice your GPS?
I'd like David Attenborough to voice
mine. Oh, that's a really good choice.
Because he's great, because there's already a lot of name-calling in terms of animals on the road, like hogs, pigs,
dogs. Do you want to give us some of that right now?
Hello, this is David Attenborough.
No, that's exactly like you.
Turn left. Give us a call, 13 24 10.
Yeah, we just asked you to call 13 24 10 and said, who would you like as the voice of your GPS?
Just like Mick. Mick, you there, buddy?
Hey, I'm here, fellas. How are we?
Mick, who would you like to be the voice of your GPS?
Well, I've got two, but I'd preference would be Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Good choice, Mick.
Next one would have to be Christopher Walken. Arnold Schwarzenegger, for sure.
Well, Mick, how is your Arnold Schwarzenegger impression? Mate, how is it?
I could imagine just driving down the road. You're supposed to take a turn 500 metres up the road, and he just starts yelling at you, come on, do it! Get in the left lane, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Do it, come on!
No, that is good, Mick. So that actually leads me.
More energy, well done.
Nate, I reckon you know what it's time for.
Oh, no.
Impersonate. Yeah, Nate is known for his bad impersonations. And, Mick, yours is pretty good. So I've heard yours. Nate, do you want to give me some directions of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
This is unplanned. at the roundabout, turn left, and then your destination will be on the right.
That wasn't great. Mick, do you want to give me yours again?
That's Dolph Lundgren.
That's
Dolph
Lundgren.
Come on, you can do it. Get in the left lane. Come on. What are you waiting for?
He's really
good.
Stop
the cookie.
Yeah, Mick, we actually need to get you in the studio and record some lines. We could actually set something up here. We could make some money.
We should get him involved with Google, I reckon. Him and Morgs are just making a monster.
15%. 15%, that's all I want.
Yeah, and we'll take the other, 85%? How good's my math? Yeah, that's
105%.
I'm happy with that.
Perfect, Mick. But you know what, Nath? I reckon we should have a crack at doing a GPS ad.
Yeah.
Because I think what Australia really wants is Jimmy and Nath to do GPS.
They want them to drive us. We're going to drive people home.
Well, let's record an ad during this song. We'll be back right after Justin Bieber. What do you mean? Nath, Morgan Freeman, he is the voice of GPS now on Google Maps. It's a free thing. It's all happening. But what you and me talked about was, what if Australia wants Jimmy and Nath to be their GPS voices?
I mean, we don't want to just limit people to Morgan Freeman and that other Siri voice. So
no, we're going to give them a third option of Jimmy and Nath. But what we want to do is, we want to stress, because we're about to play our ad for GPS Jimmy and Nath.
Yeah.
But you're not going to get directions with us.
No.
Because that's what most people do. They give you directions, you get to where you're going. Not with Jimmy and Nath.
I mean, it'd be the same old GPS if you just got directions from it.
We're mixing it up.
Just use a normal map if you want.
Yeah, you can do that. What you get with us is, you get like a podcast. It's a bit of a laugh and a bit of fun, and this is our ad. Doesn't matter where you're going.
Doesn't matter if you get there.
As long as you laugh.
Jimmy and Nate GPS.
Take your next left.
To the left, to the left. How good's that Beyonce song?
Yeah, we should do a single ladies video. Is that too late to do one now?
Well, we're doing that in the morning.
Is it Over the Bridge, Boys?
Oh, no, just wait.
No, shush. We're not asking you.
Yeah, I reckon we do the video.
Have you ever learned to dance? My girlfriend knows the whole dance. Right. That. I'm a single lady. Now put your hand up. At the roundabout, take the third exit.
I don't.
Roundabout time to turn, isn't it?
I don't really have anything to say.
There is no roundabout
around.
There'll be one if you keep
There's nothing coming up, mate. There's just some red lights coming up.
We'll stop at your next red light. There you go. Okay. You're welcome. Jimmy and Nate, two directions. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
In 400 metres, take your next right, then a left, followed by three rights, two lefts, straight ahead. There'll be a red light. Maybe stop, and then you'll maybe or may not be at your destination.
Perfect.
So that's two. It's the second left.
Anyway, no, so Jimmy and
anyway, just find it. You know, as the crow flies.
You said it was the second.
Hang on, Jimmy and Nathan talking here. Just drive. That's all you have to do. Drive. You know that.
Do you reckon we could get a feature where we could mute the driver?
Probably. Yeah. Or we get directions from the driver.
I didn't know this was interactive.
This is great. But you know that term, as the crow flies.
Yeah.
Imagine if we could just do that.
Second. Roundabout,
mate. You should already be there. You should be at your destination.
I mean, you should buy one of those hard maps. Just a map. The GPS isn't working.
Go use Google Maps. Tommy and Nath on Nova. It's Jimmy here, and Nath. You know, we're always saying when you're tuning in, you're just tuning in. Because that's what people do. They turn on their radios, especially this morning. People are getting up to go to work, they're getting up to go to the gym, getting up to have a shower, and they're just tuning in.
There's no such thing as the right time to turn on your radio.
No, there isn't. And people look to us for their news, for their stories. They hear Jimmy and Nathan Nova, and they go, oh, that's what's happening today. That's what's happening. We have a lot of power.
Yeah.
And now we're drunk with power, Nath.
Yeah.
We're going to do...
don't let our boss hear that if he cut out after you said drunk.
We're drunk with power.
We're drunk with power. Nothing alcoholic, just power.
So if you are just tuning in, we're going to be telling a story. So after this song that we're about to play, we're going to tell a story. The story is completely made up. Mm-hmm. The story is not true in any way.
We repeat, it is not true in any way.
This is not true. So if you're listening now, you're part of a special club that knows. So stick around and listen to this because it's going to be quite fun. Because what we're going to do is we're going to tell a fake story and then we're going to encourage Australia to call on 13 24 10 to be part of it and give their opinion on it.
But what we're going to do is we're going to make this story sound real. So we're going to put on serious Jimmy and Nath voices.
Oh, no, we'll do what we always do.
Yeah.
So stick around, because after this song, we're going to this story's not real. Yeah. So if you're listening now, stay with us, and we're going to see how many people we can fool around Australia.
Everybody who's Australian, and even a lot of people who aren't Australian, know the Australian National Anthem.
What about me?
Oh, Shannon.
It isn't fair. I've had enough.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. That's not the anthem. This is it, of course. So not quite the same buzz, but it's still pretty good, the old Australian anthem.
Yes.
Yeah. Something pretty serious has happened, and something that's been in the works for a long time. It's actually finally been signed off that Australia has, as of today, a new national anthem, and it's been written by Justin Bieber.
Nate, it's blowing up on the socials this morning. All the front pages of the newspaper. Justin Bieber has recorded the new Australian national anthem. Huge.
It's massive, massive news. Probably one of the biggest we've ever covered on radio. Now, Justin Bieber, he's one of the youngest, probably top singers there are going around at the moment.
Young top singers,
True, and Australia is a young country, so it makes sense that they've taken probably one of the young up-and-coming artists and one of the youngest countries and put them together and made an awesome new anthem.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense to me for Bieber. I mean, he's not Australian.
Yeah.
And look, it's polarising. So we want to know on 13, 24, 10, give us a call. How do you feel, Australia, about Justin Bieber singing the new Australian anthem?
I mean, if you're just waking up and you're hearing this news, surely there's a lot of people out there who are going to have a pretty big opinion on this.
You've got to be getting up, getting ready for work, you've got to be feeling something.
I mean, all the 12 and 13-year-old girls are going to be pretty stoked.
All the 30 to 40-year-old males are not going to be happy with this news.
Also, there was someone who wanted to work on the track with Bieber, but the Australian government, they pushed him back.
Mr. 305!
He wasn't allowed.
Oh, I definitely would not want to hear that song.
I mean, he's got that blonde golden hair, so it kind of makes sense. Golden soil and well for toil, and he's got that blonde golden hair, so that could work as well.
You make some good links. So give us a call, Australia, on 13, 24, 10, and let us know how you feel about Justin Bieber writing the new Australian national anthem.
Yeah, maybe it's ahead of the new Rio Olympics this year. That could be the big unveil.
Oh, every time we win a gold medal.
Exciting. Give us a call. 13 24 10. This is Nova. Jim, we just spoke about the new Australian national anthem that has been written by Justin Bieber. It's absolutely huge. That's not it.
He's already apologising for it. We asked 3210 to give us your opinion because it's all over the socials. It's all front pages in the newspapers, and I think we got someone on the line.
Hello, Jimmy and Nath. Who's that?
Hey, Ben. How are you guys?
Hey, Ben. Good. How are you?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you.
Hey, Benny, have you got an opinion on this new national anthem?
Yeah, dude. I'm pretty stoked about it all. You know, new news to me also. a little bit weirded out about the fact that Justin isn't actually Australian. Mm. However, I was just wondering what the name of the album is that he's bringing the song out with.
It's not actually an album. It's literally just the anthem itself.
Just a single.
Yeah, it's just by itself.
It's just called Aussie Anthem. Yeah. That, I mean, it's not even really that creative, is it?
I mean, think of something else. He came up with all those drunk texts for his last album.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what, he did win a lot of Australia over with Purpose.
Ben, have you heard the track?
Well, I haven't heard the track yet. However, if you guys have it, and, you know, maybe a quick snippet for an early release, that could...
Ben, what about if you sing it for Australia? Yeah. I mean, that's probably even better.
You just guess how it would go. What's a little idea that you reckon it would go like?
Can you boys start me off?
Aussie anthem.
Something like that?
Yeah, exactly how I would have sung it.
Yeah.
Ben, do you know that this isn't true?
Oh, I do know this isn't true. I was listening.
No, you don't. I don't believe it, Ben.
I thought we had you, Benny. I thought we had you.
I still reckon it was true.
Boys, you're doing an excellent job.
Thanks, Benny. You sure you want to give us another crack at that new Aussie anthem?
If it was Shannon, no, I'll tell you what, I'd have it all down pat. But, yeah, Justin Bieber.
Well, that's the thing, Benny. Shannon Noel, when he's heard this news, he just sat there and gone, oh, what about me?
Thanks, Benny. Jimmy
and
Nath
on Nova. And Jim, what a day to be an Australian, because we have finally signed off on hot chip vending machines. Oh my God, well done. That has got to be the best piece of legislation ever. I don't know if it's actually legislation or a company.
The government finally ruled. Around Australia, we need hot chip vending machines.
No, basically, they've been road tested over the past few months in Perth and in Adelaide, and they've given them the thumbs up. So thank you so much, Perth and Adelaide. They need a medal or something.
They had some issues at first because seagulls kept flying into them.
Oh, I was about to say, that's not on my bit of paper. So where'd you get that from?
You know when you get like a vending machine and there's that little flap where you put your hand to get your cold can of drink, or in this case your hot chips?
Yeah.
Just seagulls just flying in there, flapping around.
Well, I want to know if they've got a system in this hot chip vending machine that will prevent soggy chips, because that's always been my issue with hot chips. How do you avoid soggy chips? Can you re-crispify them? I don't know. We'll find out.
I feel it's interesting that they said it happens in less than 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of good things happen in less than 2.5 minutes.
You know about it. Yeah. I'm still waiting in my McDonald's drive-thru for 3 minutes to get my fries, but apparently these vending machines can do it in 2.5 minutes.
No, Jim, we've sat down and we've thought everyone loves hot chips. Everyone eats hot chips. So we want to know, 13, 24, 10, when did you eat the hot chips? Because
Jimmy and Nate's Chipfessional. Yes, it is time to confess your chips, Australia, because chips are a bit of a cheat meal. They're a bit of a, like, you know, they're carby, they're fatty, they're delicious, but it's usually, you know, you don't go out with the mindset to eat a chip. You go, hey, I'm going to be healthy today, I'll have a kale smoothie, no, wait, I'm going to pull in at Macca's and get some fries.
The problem with chips, Jim, is they're just so goddamn addictive.
How good are they? And there's so many types. Oh, curly fries, sweet potato chips.
Oh, there's
fries.
Even potato wedges. I know they're not
potato
technically
gems.
Chips. Oh, potato gems. I mean, if you go to Hog's Breath and you get anything, I don't care if you just go in there to get a dessert, you're going to get some curly fries
and ice cream.
It is.
It's a thing.
It's full on.
So Australia, we want to know on 13, 24, 10, when did you eat the hot chips? When were you supposed to eat your kale smoothie, or you're having a salad with your girlfriend or your boyfriend and you went, hey, no, I'm going to have the hot chips?
It's important that we know, and it's important that, Australia, you confess your chip sins. So give us a call, 13, 24, 10. Jim, right now, your favourite chip, what is it?
I'd say a potato gem. I really like, they're a good size, they're round, they're quite fluffy inside.
I used to get them all the time with my dinner. Mum was great at that. 13, 24, 10, it's Jimmy and Nathan Nova. Jim, it's a great time to be an Australian because we have just passed legislation on having hot chip vending machines. Great. So we just asked 13, 24, 10, when did you eat the hot chip? Because we're doing this.
Jimmy and Nate's Chipfessional. Australia, it's time for you to confess when you ate the hot chips. Just when you weren't supposed to. You're going out for your kale smoothie, your salad, your donut maybe. And you went, nope, I'm getting hot chips instead.
Lem, have you got a hot chip confessional for us?
Yes, I do.
Tell me, when did you last eat your hot chips?
Well, I'm actually at Macca's now about to get some.
Oh, you're not.
Lem, talk us through it. What are you getting? You're getting the large, the medium, extra salt?
I'm going to get a whole meal with large chips and probably another extra large.
And what what sauce do you have on those chips, Lem?
Some sweet and sour.
Lem, you've just...
Am I making your mouth water?
Lem, you need to drive to the Nova studio and give us some chips.
Tamara, have you got a hot chip confession?
I do. I eat wedges like all the time. I ate them today with sour cream and salsa.
Sour cream salsa. Tamara, how often is, like, every day, like, lunch and dinner and breakfast, or what are we talking?
At least once a day. I love my wedges.
Tamara, do you share your wedges, or are you a selfish wedger?
I'm a selfish wedger.
Brilliant. That's exactly what we encourage that behaviour, Jimmy and Nate.
Jim, I'm just going to pop out, but I do believe that there's one more caller.
Is this Jimmy and Nate, Chip Professional?
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to say, I went down to the fish market tonight. I smelt the tartar sauce and with the chips. And I was going to get a salad, but I really couldn't resist. And I went in and I got the
Nate, I can see you. Why'd you?
I didn't stop there. Nate. I went to Hog's Breath afterwards. And those
you walked out
fries.
Of the studio.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying.
Then, it's you. It's Nate. There's no one else here.
I tell you what, those sweet potato fries, Armacane, you've done it again.
Is this whole segment about you just trying to confess about some chips?
I wanted to go through the drive-through.
You're not even listening to what I'm saying.
And it was
amazing. I'm firing the song. I'm going around.
Have you ever had chips in a McFlurry before? Oh, they're incredible. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I want some more chips. Jimmy and Nate
on Nova. We want to know now, 13, 24, 10, why don't you want this job?
A doctor's surgery in Waikato region of New Zealand's North Island. They've advertised for a new doctor.
Yeah.
But after 4 months of searching, they haven't got a single response. Mm.
I know why.
Why is that?
Because they've advertised for it being, what,
$368,000 a year is the pay, which is $368,000 more than we earn.
Oh, yeah. I was like
I'm doing the math.
I was like, yeah, zero, that's really clever. Yeah, no, that works out. No, it's in New Zealand dollars. That's why no one wants to do it.
Oh, what does that convert to in Australia?
It's about 17.
It comes with a 3-month holiday each year, and you don't have to work weekends.
I'm so baffled by this. Do you reckon? Okay, if no one goes for it, do you think they would down like the certificates and requirements for it? Like, I've done my first aid. I can do a splint.
They go nurses next.
Yeah.
No nurses? First aid certificates?
Yeah, and then I'm sorry, you no longer have a radio host.
That it's mouth to mouth?
Yeah.
That it's... Have you kissed someone before?
And then finally they'll settle for...
just a sheep. No, they're saying the reason maybe is because there's a lack of social activity. So it's a small country town, so not much happens. And there's poor broadband connections.
I mean, start a book club. It's not that hard.
Yeah. Do you want to read a book? What's the last book you read?
Mary Had a Little
Lamb. Well done. So we are asking on 13, 24, 10, why don't you want this job? Like, Australia, let us know. Like, why don't people want this? Or if you want this job, call us up. We'll give it to you.
I wonder if they need radio hosts and they're paying that much.
Yeah, well, we could change. I mean, if they downgrade it to people who've kissed, we're a shoo-in for it.
It's Jimmy and Nate on Nova.
Yeah, we're talking about a doctor's surgery in the Waikato region of New Zealand's North Island. They've advertised for a doctor, but after 4 months, they haven't had a single response.
I don't believe it.
No one's applied.
I think that they have had responses, but not from people good enough. That's what I think.
We were saying they should lower their expectations. It goes doctor, nurse, first aid certificate, mouth to mouth, you've kissed.
And then the last is a sheep who can hold a splint.
You put it in its fur. Yeah. There's a lot of benefits. It pays $368,000. There's 3 months holidays. Mm. Don't have to work weekends. The only problems are there's a lack of social activities and there's poor broadband out there.
Lack of social activities is an interesting one. Like what? What does that even mean? Like, you can start your own social
activities.
Don't
have rugby and there's no sheep out there.
You're telling me that there's no rugby and there's no sheep in New Zealand. I mean, you can easily start a poker group. Just get the other doctors together and just afterwards get a couple of cigars.
Mate, I don't think there's any doctors. I think that's a problem.
Pull down the surgical table and there we go. Throw all the coins in.
What we did was we realised that they don't have an ad to get doctors out there. And that's these days you need an ad to sell things. So Jimmy and Nath, New Zealand... the Waikato Regional Doctor Surgery. we've put this ad together for you.
Are you a young New Zealand doctor? Do you need a job? Well, Jimmy and Nate have the job for you. It pays $368,000. What does K mean? I don't know, but it seems good. You get 3 months holiday each year. Bro, you know how much rugby you can watch during that time?
And you know Richie McCaw? He's going to live next to you. Hi, this is Richie. I'm going to live next to you.
That's thanks, the Richie. Same impression.
No, that's Richie. Thanks for coming by.
Don't you worry about a lack of social activities, because there's plenty to do here, like...
Jimmy, list what there is to do.
If you hate the internet, then this is the place for you, because we've got no broadband. Look, we've got less than broadband. If you come here with an iPhone, we grab it from you and we throw it into the paddock with the sheep.
But if you're hungry, we can make you broad, because my mum, she cooks a mean meal, bro.
This has been Jimmy and Neef's ad for New Zealand doctors.
Please, we need a doctor.
Jimmy and Neef on Nova.
3 a.m., it must be KTM. 3 a.m., KTM.
It is that time, Jimmy, where we steal something from the national number one drive show. That is Kate Tim and Marty. They're road testing Vegas at the moment, but luckily the Shigs, Marty Sheargod, he's come back just so he can do this for us.
That cannot happen.
Mm-hmm. We're doing that cannot happen, which means we want to know, 13-24-10, what is your...
That can't happen.
That can't happen.
Let us know, because there's a woman with the same name as a new rail line, and it's blown up on the socials.
Yeah, some may even say, it's
viral.
It's a story out of London. You're right. We can do that. That's Kate.
Give us a boomers.
Queen Elizabeth, she's opened a new railway line, and it's very originally named Elizabeth Line. Now, there is also a local woman in London who has the same name, which means she's woken up the next morning after this rail line has been named and opened, and all her socials have blown up. She's got about thousands of friend requests and Instagram likes and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I found that interesting.
It's almost like...
That can't happen.
Yeah. That cannot happen. Thousands of new friend requests on social media of people thinking that this is the new train line.
Yeah.
When has a train line had a Facebook page?
Yeah, I want to know who these people are that are trying to friend request a train line. Like, what's the go there?
And there's a photo of her. I mean, she's a middle-aged white woman, brown hair, pretty generic. Like, did you Google Elizabeth Line and go, oh, there's the train line?
Yeah. There's a picture of her there. It's not even a picture of a train or anything. I love her tweet, though. She has she's tweeted, what an amazing honour. Just wish the Queen would give it a rest with the photobombs, because the picture is obviously the Queen opening Elizabeth Line, and it says Elizabeth Line there, and she's photobombing.
But you've just painted the picture, haven't you?
Which is the gag there. So it's all...
That cannot happen.
Yeah, and even Transport London are now attempting to take her Twitter handle, which is at Liz Line.
How good's the Queen's little get-up there? Just a side note. She's got a little purple
number on.
That's how
she looks every single time she's out and about. She looks stoked too to be there, by the way.
Yeah, she
could
does.
Not be any happier. Oh, a train line. Great.
I love the Queen. I mean, I'm not a monarchist, but I think she's great. Like, look at that number. If my gran got around in that, I would put a crown on her head. I think that's brilliant.
Well done.
No?
So we are asking 13-24-10, what is your that can't happen?
That cannot happen.
What's your that cannot happen?
I can't believe that we're stealing this gear from KTM every 3 a.m.
I can't believe Marty's come back just to go,
that can't happen.
Thanks, Marty. You can get out now. 13-24-10, what is your that cannot happen? It's Jimmy Nath on Nova.
3 a.m., it must be KTM. 3 a.m., KTM.
Jim, it's that time where we steal something from our national number one drive show, because they are not here, and today we are stealing...
That cannot happen.
That cannot happen.
Yeah, a woman with the same name as a new rail line.
Yeah,
she's got the same name as the new rail line, which is Elizabeth Line, which
that
is named after
happen.
Queen Elizabeth.
And basically all her socials have completely blown up, and the government is actually trying to buy her Twitter handle, which is at Liz Line.
How much do you reckon the government would pay for a Twitter handle?
I'm not sure. That's a really good question. I don't even know the exchange rate.
If someone wanted your Instagram, at Nathan Roy.
Oh, good plug.
how much would you be willing to sell it for?
Ah, well, whatever the bid is. I mean, we don't get much money.
I'll buy it for $2.
Done. Sold.
Head to the Instagram page, guys. It's going to be great. It got us talking and thinking about what are our that kind of happens. And for me, it's this
damn
thing at the moment.
Daniel, back at it again with the white van.
Damn, Daniel. We've been doing it all week.
Yeah.
It's been all over social media. You can't avoid it. 45 million views on YouTube.
We don't really understand why we've been doing it all week either. It is so catchy, but I don't understand why it's catchy. He was on Ellen, wasn't he?
Yeah, him and his mate, both on Ellen.
Yeah.
He's now got a life supply of vans.
His mate being the guy who voices the damn Daniel.
The funny thing was, though, the mate was pretty upset because everyone recognises this Daniel guy.
Yeah.
And he's he's doing all these signings, autographs, photos, but no one knows who the voice is. So he's like, no one knows who I am unless I'm going around going, damn, Daniel. And he's like, then I'm just like everyone else.
And that whole thing started on Snapchat, didn't it? The Snapchat just blew up viral.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's almost like a,
that can't happen.
Definitely.
Tommy and Nate on Nova. Nova.
Yesterday, Australia, we stitched you up. We played a little game. We said Justin Bieber's recorded the new Australian anthem, which he hasn't.
Yeah, sorry.
He would be saying sorry if he did it. But no, and we got caught out by a listener by the name of Ben, a big fan of the show. And Benny, he called us out, but then afterwards, we called him back to say, thanks for being part of the show.
Yeah.
And he's like, boys, I've written the new Australian national anthem.
Which we didn't ask him to do. This is Benny off his own back.
Yeah, he just suggested it. He's like, I've written some lines down.
Yeah.
So we recorded it, and we've made Ben's dream come true. This is Ben's new Australian national anthem.
Well, we think it's his dream. We don't know.
Why don't you love Australia? Oh, why don't you love Aussie land?
Yeah, Benny.
27 million. Oh, put me off. Wait. 27 million people in Australia are gonna fit in. Something about smiling.
Everybody's smiling. Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, oh wow, hey. Now we're walking.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about just completely throwing a remix in there and jumping into Diplo's Where Are You Now? Where are you now that I need you? We could even have a little bit of Thor, what's his name? His name is Chris Hemsworth, because he's a face of Australia.
Oh, he's a huge fan of the show.
He's a personal friend of ours. We can get him on.
Another.
You people are so petty.
Another.
Fortunately, I am mighty.
What about me? I mean, to finish with Shannon Knoll just tops it off, doesn't it?
They've got that that petition to have Shannon Knoll as on Eurovision to represent Australia.
We're the first two names on the top of that petition.
Well, I was saying we should send Benny in his Australian anthem.
Tommy and Nate on Nova.
Jim, we're asking now, 132410, were you not listening? Now, I promise you that this is going to make sense.
It will. Psychologists have said reading a sentence, a given sentence, means you can be brainwashed.
Mm.
They've come up with this test to see if you can be brainwashed, just to test you, just so you don't join a cult.
What? You just made that up. Don't just add facts to a story. This is interesting.
It involves reading the start of a basic sentence, but then not being able to finish it. So you start reading something, and then halfway through you're going, no, I'm not going to read the end of it.
Which, surprisingly, that is harder than it sounds to do.
They've come up with the perfect sentence to test this. I tested you earlier.
Mm.
Did you find it hard?
I found it really hard. Like, when you just told me don't read the end, I'm like, okay, I'll read the first letter and turn around. But it's a basic sentence, but it's so compelling.
I
read those first words.
There's a dog. It's a little story. Yeah. I don't want to spoil it.
Don't tell anyone yet. No, God.
Basically, if you're able to resist the urge to read the end of the sentence, then you're not easily brainwashed.
Yeah.
So we want to play this little game with Australia, but the only thing is, this is radio. You don't read, you listen.
Mm.
So we can only assume that it's if you stop listening to the end of this sentence, then you're not easily brainwashed.
Now, it's pretty unheard of that a radio station and radio announcers will ask you to stop listening, but this is all for science.
Yeah, so don't stop listening now. I'm going to read a sentence.
Or now. Don't stop now either.
not now either. I'm going to read something to you, Australia, and what I want you to do is halfway through, I want you to actively tune out. Don't turn the radio down. Just stop listening halfway through what I'm about to say.
Am I allowed to hear it?
Well, you've read it. You know what it is.
I just wanted
but
to
you
play.
Can practice.
Yeah,
you can play.
I'll practice.
All right, so this is the sentence. Australia, I want you to stop reading halfway through. Stop listening. Lucy is going to the park and she is taking the dog for a walk. How'd you go, Nath?
That's what Lucy was doing.
Yeah. So now, Australia, we want to know on 132410, were you not listening?
Yeah.
Did you actively not listen to the last end of that sentence? Call us up. We want to hear from you.
And if you didn't, that means you can't be brainwashed, so you're intelligent.
And you're going to win a prize.
I was wondering what Lucy was doing with that dog.
Oh, well, look, you have to find out.
132410, it's Jimmy and Nath on Nova. Jim, we just asked 13-24-10, were you not listening?
The reason we did that is psychologists have said reading a given sentence means you can be brainwashed. We're on radio, so you can't read, but we can talk to... You're trying to hypnotise me with your watch. That's not working.
Not working?
The sentence I read to Australia and I asked
best.
You...
No?
The sentence I read to Australia and I said, just stop paying attention halfway through. Just stop listening. The sentence was, Lucy is going to the park and she is taking the dog for a walk. Now, if you're reading this and you don't read halfway, if you stop reading halfway through, it says you will not be brainwashed. Now, we read it to Australia. Steve's tweeted through, smart-ass Steve, and he said,
Steve.
Where's halfway? Yeah. Well, Steve, we don't know. That we didn't that with you, that. Australia, yeah. For you to have a chat.
Yeah.
Now, we've got Diane on the phone.
Diane.
I listened on purpose because you told me not to.
The old classic do something.
Reverse psychology is what you're looking for there, Jim.
Thanks, Diane.
Scotty, were you listening or not?
All I heard was Lucy is. And then, mate, that's it.
Brilliant.
Scotty.
So,
well done,
Scotty, I mean, did you hear me just retell the story then? Do you want to know how the story ends?
Yeah, can you try and tell me?
He can try and read the last four words.
You're going to stop paying attention, aren't you? Lucy is going to the park and she is taking the dog for a walk. You there, Scott?
Yeah, I'm there.
Did you hear the whole thing?
Lucy is going.
That's
one word every time.
Mate, there's no fooling you, Scotty.
Scotty, the highest intellect in Australia. Jimmy and Nate. 13-24-10, is your name Jimmy or is it Nate? The reason why is because the UK version of Pizza Hut, still called Pizza Hut, is giving out free pizzas to anyone who has the same name as Oscar-nominated celebrities from Britain. So we're looking at your Christian Bales, Eddie Redmayne, Tom Hardy, Kate Winslet, that kind of gear.
Yeah, so all these guys get free pizzas if you have the same name. But Australia, what we wanted to do, we wanted to give you little Nova prize packs. I mean, we'll chuck a pizza voucher in there. We'll put it together.
Can we do that?
I've just said it.
Or so we are now.
We have to do it. So we found a Nath and we found a Jimmy.
Yeah.
We've got Nath on the line. Nath, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, man. So talk us through your name. What is your name?
So Nathaniel James Henderson.
Stop it. Your middle name is James.
Yeah, man.
Does that mean he gets a double prize? I don't know.
I don't know. I'll talk to our prize department. I'll try and get you a double prize.
Hey, Nath, do you have any nicknames? Do they call you Jimmy by your middle name, or do you get Nath by your first name, or do they call you Hendo, which wouldn't apply to us?
No, I wasn't good enough to get the nickname Hendo. That's the younger brother, but I get Nath every now and then, but yeah.
Mate, there's nothing wrong with Nat and Nath. Hendo, don't worry about it. No one wants Hendo anyway. Nath is perfect. And then, Jim, you're not going to believe it, but we've also come across a Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Yeah, how you going there?
Good mate. So, Jimmy, what's your name?
Well, my real name's Dylan, but I go by Jimmy.
Hang on, your real name's Dom. Dom
no,
or Dylan?
Dylan?
Dylan. How did you get Jimmy?
Oh, because, I don't know. Jiminy Cricket was like a good show that I watched, and everyone just used to call me Jiminy for that reason.
Or was it you just heard that we were going to give out a prize to a Jimmy, and you were just like, now my name is actually Jimmy?
No, it's actually Jimmy... Nah.
Jimmy, I do believe you. Now, while we've got another Jimmy and Nath on air, we have Nath, my co-host Nath, we have something special. I hope it's something that can't be replicated.
No.
So I'd like to play a little game here. We've got another Nath and Jimmy. I'd like to have them have a chat and see if they can replicate our magic. Can you boys have a chat to each other for us?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy.
Yeah, have a chat, boys. What do you reckon? Go.
We'll just sit back.
Jimmy, you want to jump in or I'll jump in?
Nath.
No, I think we're safe.
Yeah, we're good. Jimmy and
Nath. Now, Jim, something incredible, something scientifically remarkable has occurred overnight. It is marine biologists. They have spent years finding this sound. It is the sound of microscopic sea creatures kilometres underwater.
The deepest parts of the ocean, Australia. This is stuff that's never been seen, never been heard.
Never even been talked about. It's confidential
never
stuff.
Never been swum in.
No, never. You can't get that deep.
They didn't even dip a toe in.
I don't even know how they got a microphone down there. Did they just get like one of those really long extenders and
They put something down there because the thing is the pressure's so intense they can't get any video or cameras down there. The only thing they can put in is like this mic that is like super pressurised. Mm. So you're about to hear stuff, Australia, that no one's ever heard.
And it's microscopic creatures, Jim, and basically it's the sound of them eating, mating, and even emitting gas, which is pretty exciting
stuff.
What
would that sound like?
Well, Jim, I can imagine them sitting around, and when they first discovered this sound, they're all gathered around one little computer. Yep. They're all sitting there going, someone got it? James has got it. Get over to James's computer. There they are sitting around and... That's it. That's it. That is the sound of a microscopic squid farting.
Nate, stop
it. Brilliant.
You're lying to the country.
I am lying to the country.
No, the noise is something a lot more special. Again, me and Nate, we haven't heard it.
No.
You're hearing it for the first time with us, and this is a special moment, Australia. Yeah. It's a world premiere with Jimmy and Nate, the sound deep under the ocean.
Yeah. Here it is, Jim. Oh, God, I'm excited. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Taken years of discovery.
Play it. That was it? Speaking a lot more oceany noise.
Was it. I mean, I was expecting just something better. That sounds like a car outside.
You know what it was missing?
What do you reckon it was missing?
It was missing David Attenborough.
Oh, of course.
I reckon if you could get him to commentate this, it would be a lot better. I mean, any time you do any sort of that National Geographic stuff, you've got to get him involved.
Everything involving the environment I have learnt through David Attenborough.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't learned anything. But I think we have audio of David Attenborough commentating this new deep sea sound.
Because the scientists, they've gone to Dave and they said, we need you to spice this up. It's taken years. We need you to make this incredible. And we're going to play that for you next.
Another world premiere, Australia.
Can't wait. Snowba.
This is the noise. You missed it earlier.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
I mean,
we heard it with you, Australia, the first time. We were like, oh, that's disappointing.
I'm not going to lie. I was a bit let down when I heard that. I mean, they've built it up and years of discovery.
I think we built it up.
You expect something better. Well, yeah, okay, we built it up. But
we've decided David Attenborough, he should get involved. So there's going to be Australia, a second world premiere. You're hearing this for the first time. It's David Attenborough narrating the deep sea noises.
Here's an exclusive preview.
Away from all land, the ocean. It covers more than half the surface of our planet. And yet, for the most part, it is beyond our reach.
As I stare into the depths of the ocean, I can see nothing as of yet, but I've been told that there is creatures down here that are mating. This is their sound.
Merman!
As I sit here, I can see the great white shark swim in front of me.
No, there's no great white shark.
Oh, there's none?
Okay. Microscopic.
I can see the microscopic great white shark. There's one thing these scientists have forgotten to do and remember when they set me down here. I'm 94 years old and I can't actually see. How the hell am I supposed to see microscopic animals? You f***ing idiots. I wish I could go back to the Galapagos and wrestle a bear.
You've never wrestled a bear.
Maybe one day.
He could. He's never wrestled a bear.
Yeah, but it's David Attenborough. He's been around.
Right now, I'm looking at the tiny microscopic organisms. This reminds me of a story once from Jimmy and Nath, who told me he saw a microscopic thing when Nath removed his pants.
That's true, though.
Maybe while I'm down here, I can finally find that blue opal that Rose threw into the ocean. I mean, why didn't you let Jack on that piece of wood? They both would have fit.
Never let me go, Jack.
Never let me go.
What is that incessant buzzing noise?
Oh, what? That's the deep ocean sound. Oh, that's quite annoying.
Tommy and Nate.
Jim, would you look at the time?
3 a.m., it must be KTM. 3 a.m., KTM. Yes, Nate, our number one drive show of Kate, Tim and Marty are in Vegas. It is your last chance to win a trip to Vegas with them this afternoon at 4 o'clock. But while they're away, the kids shall play.
And it is Friday, so...
We've stolen Jacuzzi Friday for today. Our last chance to steal something.
Yeah.
Nath, I've got some questions for you. Some things I want to get off my chest.
Well, we better jump in the Jacuzzi then, Jim.
Nath, I have a confession. I want to tell you something. You know, my girlfriend, she has a lot of pillows on the bed. Like an excessive amount.
Yeah, it's a lot of pillows. I've seen that.
I really like them.
I'm
a big fan of the pillows.
You whinge so much about those pillows.
I don't. I just feel like that's because I have to do it as a man. Deep down, I love the pillows. I'd sleep with all 12 if I could.
Jim.
Yeah?
You know the alphabet?
Yeah.
Who decided to put it in that order? You know, A, B, C, D. Yeah. Why is it in that order? Why isn't it J, K, X, Y, Z?
Well, let's us do it and you are now.
No, it's too confusing.
I've got a question. If you had to get rid of... Like, if you had to... You had to stop saying a vowel for the rest of your life, like, which one would you get rid of? Would you just never use the word letter A?
No, U. I wouldn't use the letter U because it's confusing, because I can say U as in I'm just talking about the letter.
You couldn't say confusing. It'd be...
Confusing. Confusing. Yeah.
Nate? Is it ever okay to wee in the jacuzzi?
Are you saying that because you've already done it, or are you thinking about doing it?
I don't... You give me your answer first.
Jim?
You know?
What do you think about legislation being introduced to police the express line at a Woolies? So you know when you're checking out and you can go to the express line, 10 yes. items or less.
You have to have 10.
I've seen people in there with, like, 17 to 20.
Even 11's
items.
Not okay. It's 10. Not.
And, like, small, easy items, you don't, like, don't do bread or coal because...
So they should be sized as well.
No, because...
10 small items.
Because if you think about if they're... Because you've got to package all the items in separate bags, so all the cold stuff has got to go together. That takes time. I'm sorry, don't go in there. We need police. Express lane.
Police.
Police. Express.
Express.
No vowels.
Tommy and Nath on Nova.
Jim, very soon we're going to be taking our underwear off. Now, the reason why is because of the knicker.
We're going streaky!
Cleaner in the UK, his name's Pablo Munez. Basically,
classic Pablo.
Yeah, vintage Pablo, isn't it? He's stolen $36,000 worth of Victoria's Secret underwear from a shop. He's the cleaner, and he's walked out with it.
Yeah, he's managed to wear layers of them and smuggling them out of the store once he'd finished cleaning the store.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. He wore them as underwear, so we're not talking tucking them in his pockets or just tucking them in his vacuum. But he's putting them on.
Which is confusing because he is he was the only one there, so... Just you don't even need to hide them in your pocket. You can literally walk out with them. Well, but no, let's put them on. And first you got to take your pants off. And sometimes I struggle with taking my underwear off if my shoes are still on. So it's shoes off.
I was about to say
pants
off. That's a basic activity that you learn pretty early in life. You just didn't pass.
And their underwear off. I'm just doing it in case Australia needs to know.
No, apparently Pablo Munez probably did it because he had no Munez. Basically, he was going into the change room late at night and picked up all the discarded ones that didn't fit people. You know when you leave stuff
worse.
In there.
The story gets worse.
And
worse.
He chucked them on. And apparently, one of the managers was there late one night and just saw him acting strangely, and he's like, Pablo, drop your pants. Drop these pants. There's all the undies.
Wait, I'm so confused. One, why is the manager there late at night? And two, why would the manager have the knowledge to say, Pablo, take your pants off?
Well, apparently acting strangely warrants take your pants off. Imagine that every time you saw someone acting strangely. Hey, drop your pants. He probably thought he was on here. He was like, here we go.
Well, we're on quite early here at Nova, and the cleaners come in when we're on, and it's only us and the cleaners in here this early. So we've thought if we've taken our underwear off, leave it on the ground because the cleaner walks past our studio every morning. We see them. There's two of them. If we leave our underwear on the floor, will the cleaners pick them up and put them on? This is what we want to know.
Yeah.
So we're going to take our pants off, take our underwear off, leave it on the ground next, and we're going to try and video, because we know the cleaners are going to walk past, we're going to try and video them putting our underwear on, and we're going to post it on at Jimmy Nath, our Instagram page. Watch out for that.
And if they start acting weird, you know what we'll say?
Take your pants off.
Drop your pants, so we'll all be naked.
Tommy and Nath on Nova.
Jim, it is time to wrap up this fantastic week we've had with Australia. As you can hear, live music. You don't muck around with that guitar.
Yeah, we're just wrapping up everything that happened. So if you were with us, you get to reminisce. And if you missed all of it, this is what happened.
This is a 45-minute song of every single thing we've done this week.
No, it's quite short. Wraps everything up. If you have missed any of the show this week, head to iTunes at Jimmy and Nath. Download the podcast.
It's cool that we have a podcast. I love that.
It's good. That's what I'll be listening to this weekend.
New avenues. All right, let's do this.
13:24:10, you asleep right now. We asked Australia. It was a long shot.
It's a...
I didn't realise it would be this long.
Long shot.
3 a.m. KTM, we saw animals in the wrong place. Hey.
Animals in the wrong place.
The 1969 Apollo mission had some missing audio when we found it.
1 hour to go.
What did you pack for the moon?
Just spacesuits. I thought tuxedo suit would be too formal.
Siri quit on us. Jimmy and Nate launched GPS.
Tonight on 60 Minutes, we interview Siri.
Doesn't matter where you're going.
Doesn't matter if you get there.
As long as you laugh.
Jimmy and Nate GPS. We lied about Justin Bieber doing the new Australian anthem. Listener Ben had some suggestions.
Why don't you love Australia? Or why don't you love Aussie land?
Yeah, Benny.
27 million in... Put me off,
sorry. Chip confessional, when did you eat the chips? New Zealand doctor Ed, that's what we did.
Hey,
is this Jimmy Nath, chip professional?
Nath, I can see you.
Are you a young New Zealand doctor? Do you need a job? Well, Jimmy and Nath have the job for you.
We world premiered a deep sea noise from the ocean. We said that should add David Attenborough to the equation.
That's a breath.
This is life.
As I stare into the depths of the ocean, I can see nothing as of yet.
Australia, did you listen at all this week? Or did you listen to the podcast link to hear all the best bits? Or maybe we were overrated. Tell us, did you listen in your car? Or with your grandpa? Hit us up on Instagram at Jimmy and Nate, or download the podcast so you can listen out there. Na 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 na. And did you fall from a shooting?
That's the actual words.
From a shooting star.
Now you stop.
Jimmy and Nate on Nova.